The reliability of ships arriving on time was at record lows before the March 24th Suez Canal ship jam delayed a significant amount of coffee and tea bound mainly for Europe. The Van Rees Group, based in Rotterdam, continues to track 80 containers of tea on 15 vessels that remained stalled or were rerouted at sea. Logistics firm Sea Intelligence estimates arrival reliability declined to 35% in February and reports an average delay of 6.76 days, the highest delay ever. Refloating the gigantic container ship Ever Given averted chaos as supplies at year-end dwindled. But recovery will take a few weeks as 350 ships make their way through the canal at a pace of 80 ships per day. The blockage will also prevent empty shipping containers from being returned to Asia, adding to a container shortage caused by rising demand for consumer goods during the panic. Business Insight. In the orderly world of logistics, nothing is going as planned. Ports are designed to unload ships at an even pace, hundreds of vessels arriving all at once at the same Western European destinations will create bottlenecks at terminals in Antwerp, Rotterdam, and Hamburg, where most tea is offloaded. Port authorities say they are now experiencing a lull before the rush. Tea stands out in the grocery aisle. Staid and steady center aisle categories like tea rarely accelerate at growth rates faster than advertising-driven, fast-moving consumer goods categories. But that's exactly what happened in 2020. Last April, sales of tea bags in U.S. grocery and department stores grew by 12% year-over-year, according to Chicago-based market research firm IRI. Growth held steady at 12.3% for the year. Sales of tea and tea bags totaled $250 million in the 52 weeks ending February 2021. In Canada, hot tea sales grew by 18% through January, compared to 11% growth in fast-moving goods overall, according to Nielsen research shared by the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada. Globally, sales of packaged goods and beverages have fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels. Business Insight. Consumer surveys show that comfort and relaxation and lifestyle reasons in general motivate tea purchases, with immunity and mental health and just keeping warm among the top five reasons people bought tea during lockdowns. Consumer trends towards self-care and convenience are now more prominent than in last year's surveys, but the desire to spend more to indulge in premium tea and to create pleasant in-home experiences remains strong. Overall, the U.S. economy is still troubled. On Wednesday, the Conference Board reported that 62% of U.S. consumers, many of whom are facing economic uncertainty and income loss, are cutting back on spending overall. Frugality is one of three dominant priorities, along with a preference for digitally enabled convenience and spending on health and wellness. Tata Consumer Products, owners of Tetley-branded tea, announced it has sold its stake in two U.S.-based joint tea ventures, parting ways with Empirical Group, a food service supplier, and Harris Tea Company's Southern Tea. Tata's CEO said the company is consolidating to sharpen its focus in the U.S. coffee and tea market. Tetley is one of North America's highest-grossing tea brands. Business Insight. Kevin Gascon, a partner and spokesman for Camellia Sinensis Tea Retail in Montreal, writes the company will close its Emery Tea House after 22 years. Gascon said that, like many firms, the pandemic forced the company to restructure and to reinvent itself to survive. Quote, "In early 2022, we hope to present a new space offering a completely different client experience, a location where tea tasting and discovery are at the core of each visit," end quote, he said.